teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
I'll just share from the book of Philippians. I'll read from chapter 4. The first 7 verses, I believe, something will come out there strong for us today in Jesus' name. From verse 1, therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy, my crown, to stand fast in the Lord, beloved. You know, I pray for something every day from God. The depth of this man, understanding of God and everything that belonged to God, it was amazing. Can you imagine him describing the people? It's like me talking about you, saying my joy, my beloved, I long for you. You're my joy. You're my crown. Can you imagine? If anybody is looking you in the face and is saying that to you, I mean, you feel important. You feel worthy. You feel accepted. Now, listen to me. It wasn't Jesus talking to them. It was Paul writing to the congregation. So you wonder why miracles will not happen in his ministry. Give him praise. Give Jesus praise. So help me look at somebody in the eye and say, you don't know how good looking you are. Even if the external is not saying it all, even if your external is not saying it all, but I know that you are good. God loves you specially. And he has put your love in my own heart. That's difficult, Abby. I love you. It's tough, right? When it was getting there, the voices started dropping. But that's a gapao. That kind of love must always produce results. As a matter of fact, it always produces miracles. He said, I implore Yodia and I implore Cynthia to be of the same mind in the Lord. You see, Yodia, you are my beloved. You are my crown. You are my joy. Cynthia, you are my crown. You are my beloved. You are my joy. But how come you ladies have, what's wrong with you guys? That's what I was saying here. And I urge you also, true companion, help this woman who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Please help them to solve this problem between them. Verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. That is the key to your breakthrough. Because on Mount Zion, there will always be deliverance. Rejoice in the Lord always. Let me say it again. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. There will be many things that will attack your joy. But you see, the fruit of the Spirit is something that the devil cannot really take away from you except as you allow him to distract you from it. So rejoice! Glory be to God in the highest. And Paul now said again, I will say, let me repeat it, rejoice. Verse 5. Let your gentleness be known to all men. Some will take you for a fool, but come on. Remain gentle. If that makes you a fool, then the greatest fool must be your master Jesus. When disgraced, tortured, injured, ridiculed, beaten, torn, stripped almost naked, gathered and jeered at, spat on his face, plucked his beard, they said, like a sheep being led to the slaughter, he never opened his mouth. So if he makes you look like a fool, you are just maybe like your master. But one good thing about this is this. No matter how foolish it may look, I mean your gentleness, is going to put you above all very soon. I feel the fire. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Verse 6. Be careful or be anxious for nothing, but in everything. Let me take it again. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Then verse 7. And the peace, everybody say peace. Come on, talk to me, say peace. Can you shout it, peace? Hallelujah. And the peace of God that passes human understanding. No scientific method will be able to explain. Nothing will explain this peace. It will garrison over your heart. Guard your heart. Amplify, say garrison. A mind through Jesus Christ. And if God can secure your mind, it is secured. But how will God do that? By his peace. By this special fruit of the Spirit called peace. I'm sure you know that every attack you have, every fight you fight, every fight of faith you fight, honest, it's a battle of the mind. Casting down every imagination and everything that seeks to exalt itself above the knowledge of God. Pulling down every thought or bringing every thought into captivity. But if that mind is kept by military force of the Spirit called peace, so that will keep in perfect peace whose mind stayed on you. Let me leave it. But my emphasis actually is this. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Pastor, but I must make it. Do you think God doesn't know that you must make it? You think God created you not to make it? Pastor, you saying I shouldn't compete with people? No. Who is saying you shouldn't compete? I'm saying let your competition be guided by God. Let God put you. Come on. If God is part of what you're doing, then it's difficult. You'll be the one setting the pattern. You say, how do you know? Tell God to make you interact with Daniel in your dream. He will advise you. Ask God to give you a vision and give you a schedule a conversation between you and Joseph and let Joseph tell you how it happened. You will get to understand what I'm saying. Or with Bezaleel, you see what I'm talking about. Or is this Solomon? Be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. That very thing that seems like it's about to drown you, watch, is going to make God to be glorified in your life. You will ride over it. You will outlive it. In the name of Jesus. Have you forgotten? Everywhere he went, he delivered every oppressed. That's the one we are talking about. That's the one we've gathered onto today. And he still does it. And he's doing it now. Aren't you glad that your case is now with consideration? One thing you should have settled long before now, or at least settled before we get into this discussion, is that the door that God has opened can never be shut. Can never be shut. Can never be shut. He said it! Woo-hoo. So be careful for nothing. By prayer. I like it. See? Be anxious for nothing. Worry yourself over nothing. But how can you maintain that state of not worrying since you're a natural man like I am? Because that's what we do, we worry. But God is telling us something. He said, don't worry. He said, don't be anxious. So be anxious for nothing. Is somebody hearing me? But if I'm going to be anxious for nothing, then I should be ready in everything. Make a request to God. Because if I leave a thing outside God, tendency is that thing will develop into a monster of worry. Let me put it better. So it's another way of saying trust in the Lord in everything. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And in every step and everything you want to do, please acknowledge him. He will chart the path for you. He will direct your path. And that's how nothing of these projects and of this life that you are living will now become a monster of worry and anxiety and oppression and depression. Why? Because he's charting the path. And so his virtue of peace is in charge. And when God does this, you can't pass. You cannot. You say, really? Tell them to go talk to Pharaoh. They will know. He didn't have to come and do it himself. He said, Moses, just point a rod. And Moses, the angel of the Lord that went before. You see, God is not just about you. God is involved in you. It's about you and it's in you. In the Old Testament, he went before them. In my case and your case, he's not just going before us. Yes, he is going before us, but he's in us and going before us. I say, no devil can shut this door. Let me borrow from the Old Testament still. He said, talking about door and God. They don't just have to lift up their heads. They don't have a choice. When I say lift up your heads, who are you gates? They don't have a choice. Your creator is coming. You want to block him? I take him. In fact, he will disappear.
Amen. You will vanish. Your every essence will disappear. Who is the spirit that will block God? That's what happened. The sea was sitting there. God said, I wanted to pass, it was said. God like, look, see, I would like to pass. The moment sea realized it was God, bam, stood up. The Bible said they raised up their hands like clapping in worship to God. Water that should flow. He lifted their hands and passed. Oh yeah. God of honor, I declare in the name of Jesus, every opposition in your life until now, because you have come to trust in Him and you are depending on Him, they will stand God of honor for you as you pass. In the name of Jesus, I say God of honor. They have no choice. God of honor, you will flow through. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. Woo! I feel the fire. That means there's an adjustment going on right now. Whether it's in your physical body or in your finances, whether it's in your marriage or in the lives of your children, he said, the waters move, they give way. Every opposition to your life, whether it has been conjured or it has been sent, I say they will stand guard of honor while you pass. In the name of Jesus. Woo-hoo. You know why? You are a child of God. You are one for whom He shed His blood. His blood is worth it. Hallelujah. We are covenant children of God. Oof. I feel good in my inside. Woo! I feel the fire. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel good. I feel like jumping. I feel like screaming. I feel like running at the same time. Hey! Be careful for nothing, but by prayer, with supplication, and thanksgiving, make your request known to Him. Make your request known to Him. Make your request known to Him. Every quarter to the end, I say reverse in the name of Jesus. I close with this. So what Paul was doing in Philippians chapter 4. Hello? What he was saying in Philippians chapter 4 was advising you on the way he has done it before. This is the way to do it. You know, that threat in that jail was a threat to their life and ministry. It would have truncated their ministry and truncated their lives. And what did they do? Philippians 4:6. In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So they prayed and they started giving thanks in praise and worship. They started worshiping God. I mean, their praise and worship was so beautiful that every inmate started joining them. Hardened criminals, treasures of the devil, started joining them. And they were getting converted. Because when God comes to deliver, He delivers from the spirit to the emotions to the physical. By the time he was breaking the chain, he was breaking the chains in the hearts of the men in the prisons. By the time all the chains were shattered, and all, they would rather be in the place of singing and dancing and rejoicing. They would rather be in the presence of God than escape to where? Let me say it again. Every chain over your life, every barrier against you, every blockage of your brain, every limitation in your vocation, in your marriage, in your health, in your finances, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. And I thank God, because only Him belongs the glory. I thank God for your deliverance. I thank God for your breakthrough. I thank God for your upliftment. Let's give him praise. 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 You know what? Receive grace today. Never to worry again in Jesus' name. Receive grace to always remember that God cares more than I can ever imagine. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God in the highest. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. He says, be careful for nothing. So when he was writing to them, he wasn't just saying words. It was what he was practicing. For the next 2 minutes, forget anybody. But before they begin the music, why don't you just say, this is the issue now, God. And I'm not going to worry about this again. In the name of Jesus, I will never worry about this again in Jesus' name. Come on, do that. Do that right now. Open your mouth. Say, I acknowledge you, God. I'm making my request to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Specific request. That's why it's called petition. Say it, no matter how difficult. Say, God, this is what I'm looking for. You say, what if I'm not qualified for what I'm looking for? He will qualify you. He will direct, he will move you in the path that you will acquire the skill and the knowledge. Talk to him. Talk to him. Because the righteous is surrounded with favor like as a shield. He himself has become our wisdom. Come on, hallelujah. And our righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Glory be to God in the highest. You will see your children's children. I will see my children's children. You will see yours in the name of Jesus. Declare! Hallelujah. I say, what is stopping you will stand guard of honor for you. In Jesus' name, glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. I say, glory be to God in the highest. Everywhere you go, they will see his grace on your life. In the name of Jesus. Anywhere they make mention of your name, his glory will flood the place. What if it's in the camp of the wicked? When his glory flooded her, it was their end. They will be bound immediately. They will bow. As anywhere they mention your name, his glory will answer. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. Now tell me why you will not have testimonies from today till for you. Of course you will have. It's not for fun. You didn't just say it. You will already have something to witness about. Glory be to God in the highest.
That you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Founding of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, off Town Planning Way in Lupeju, Lagos. P.O. Box 698, Shomolu, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you and God bless you.